It's a WRAL weather alert day. We have an excessive heat warning and a level 1 and 2 risks for severe storms. I'll walk you through what to expect through the day.
We look at the facts, we look at the law, and we bring charges.
Plus, a Georgia district attorney makes good on her promise to indict former President Donald Trump and 18 of his allies for their alleged role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. How long they have to turn themselves in now that arrest warrants have been issued.
And breaking news in Raleigh, a pedestrian is hit by a vehicle on a busy Capitol Boulevard and a police cruiser is left damaged. What we're learning about the victim and the driver involved.
With less than 2 weeks until the first day of school, Wake County Schools is announcing an update to their bus driver shortage. Coming up, I'll explain how your student could be stuck without a ride.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday morning here. It's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, two in a row now here. We're backing it up. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Hot yesterday, the record for the year, right? It was hottest day of the year. Can we top that?
It was, and it was almost the hottest heat index we've ever seen. We hit a little over 113. 115 is the hottest it's ever felt. We also have our severe weather threat. We had some severe storms yesterday with part of the viewing area under a level 2 risk. Today, almost the entire viewing area is under that level 2 risk. That means we have a better chance for wind damage this afternoon and this evening. Let's walk through that this morning, and you can see everything's nice and quiet. Skies are clear right now, but as we get closer to lunchtime, we'll start to see the clouds filling in, and the line of thunderstorms is likely to move through pretty quickly. Right after lunchtime, notice how it's moved to the eastern part of the viewing area by around 5 o'clock, and it lingers there in the east for a little bit. But this is likely to be more of an afternoon and not so much an evening type event for us. We do have a heat advisory in effect for a few of our counties, but everybody from Raleigh eastward and southward is under that excessive heat warning. That means it'll feel like up to 115 in those areas. So today you really want to take it easy. A tower's lit in red for severe for the severe storms later on today. It is already very warm outside. Temperatures are mostly in the upper 70s. Currently 79 Durham and Raleigh, Southern Pines and Fayetteville, 78 in Clinton and in Goldsboro. Hour by hour, our temperature climbs up to 95 today. So very close to what we saw yesterday and easily feeling just as hot because of all the humidity across our area. Coming up, we're going to walk through what happens after this front moves through this evening.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news we're following from overnight. We are hearing more reaction to the latest indictment handed up against former President Donald Trump. Late last night, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis announced 18 charges against Trump and 18 others, including former North Carolina Congressman and Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The charges are all related to the effort to overturn the election in the 2020 election in Georgia. After midnight, attorneys representing Trump issued a statement calling the 41-count indictment shocking and absurd. Meanwhile, Willis says Trump and the other 18 defendants have until noon on August 25th to voluntarily surrender. In addition to Trump and Meadows, other defendants include Trump's ex-lawyers John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani.
And Trump is facing 12 counts in the indictment, including racketeering, soliciting a public official, making false statements, and conspiracy. The grand jury in Atlanta met for about 10 hours yesterday before handing up those charges. Prosecutors in Georgia have been looking into an alleged scheme to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in the state. Trump lost to Joe Biden in the state by less than 12,000 votes. In a news conference just before midnight, the district attorney said she hopes to get the trial underway as soon as possible.
I want to try him and be respectful for our sovereign states. We do want to move this case along, and so we will be asking for a proposed order that occurs a trial date within the next 6 months.
And Trump shared a statement from his campaign to the social media platform Truth Social, calling Willis a rabid partisan and referring to the indictment as election interference.
This is now the fourth indictment handed up against former President Trump in recent months, totaling 91 charges. In March, he was indicted in New York on charges related to hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. In June, he was indicted in Florida on charges related to his handling of classified documents. And last month, he was indicted in Washington, D.C. on charges related to the lead up to January 6th. We'll continue following developments on Trump's most recent indictments. When we are not on the air, you can get updates in the WRAL News app or online at WRAL.com.
And we're following breaking news in Raleigh this morning, where a pedestrian has been hit by a vehicle on Capitol Boulevard. We saw at least one RTP cruiser had damage to it. And WREL's Laura Levine joins us live now. Laura, a lot of questions this morning. Have officers said how the vehicle was damaged, and was it involved with a person who was hurt?
Well, Michelle, this morning we are pressing for more answers into this investigation. Right now we are at the police department where the investigation continues. Let's take you straight to some of that video from overnight where you can really see the police response and people on the scene working to figure out what exactly happened. As you mentioned, a pedestrian was struck in the southbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard, just south of Calvary Drive. This all happening around 11 o'clock last night. The driver did stay on the scene. In the video, we could also see an RPD cruiser with some hood damage as well, so it's unclear what involvement that cruiser had within this incident. The southbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard are blocked, as well as two northbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard. We do not have the identity of the pedestrian involved in this case, but we do know that that person was taken to a local hospital to be treated for serious injuries. So once we get more information, we will be sure to update you. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And more breaking news we're following right now. Warrenton police say they are working to figure out how a child was cut several times. Investigators say the boy was taken to a trauma center with a cut on his wrist, neck, and stomach. Officers say they responded last night to the area of Bragg Street and Macon Street. As of right now, police have not released the boy's identity.
We've been telling you about the ongoing school bus driver shortage that's hitting the Triangle and all across the U.S. And today we'll learn more about how the state's largest district is working to make sure your child has a ride to school, with classes returning in less than 2 weeks. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to walk us through what parents can expect from today's school board meeting. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Michelle. Today, we're expecting to get an update on that bus driver shortage here with Wake County Schools. And a lot of these buses may be sitting here in the depot come the first day of school because they don't have anyone to drive them. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we told you that there were about 17 bus routes without a full-time driver. This means about 2,000 students won't have normal bus transportation at the start of the school year. Now, here's how that could impact your kids depending on where they go to school. The school system is using substitute drivers to pick up elementary schoolers every day, but middle and high schools will get service every other week. So the school system hasn't determined which schools would be impacted, but they say that they're trying to avoid those higher need schools because a lot of those students may not be able to find their own form of transportation. Now, the district also says they've got about 16 bus driver candidates that have already completed their CDL training, and they're hoping that they could get on the road at the start of next school year. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And this morning, in about 90 minutes, a little less, a cargo plane from North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse will leave for Hawaii with 17 tons of relief supplies. That plane will take off from Greensboro at 6 a.m. The nonprofit is sending supplies, including hygiene kits, solar lights, cooking kits, and equipment for volunteers to help families as they search through the ashes. Samaritan's Purse already has volunteer teams in Hawaii helping people devastated by the fires. It also has chaplains on the island providing support and comfort. And we now know 99 people are confirmed dead in the fire. Local officials say they plan to start releasing the names of some of the people who died today. They say the death toll is expected to increase as only about 25% of the area affected by the fire has been searched so far. More than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. That has families holding out hope that their loved ones may be in shelters with no ability to contact them. Recovery teams continue to pour into that area, working with families to help. The U.S. Coast Guard is also on the ground in Maui, addressing potential environmental impacts of the fire. Pollution response teams with special equipment are searching for potential hazardous contaminants and materials, including in Lahaina Harbor.
Today, we'll learn more about possible solutions for the lead that was found in some Durham parks. The city of Durham closed the Northgate Park playground Friday because of high lead levels in the soil. It also found unsafe lead levels at Lyon, Walltown, and East End parks. Parts of these parks are now fenced off. The report out today comes after lab analysis and will provide short and long-term solutions. Those could include removing and filling all contaminated soil with clean soil.
A new petition calls on leaders at Nash County Social Services to resign after a WRL investigation into deaths of two children. Today, the organizer plans to present the petition at the commissioner's meeting. A series of WRL investigations found in the past 3 years, two children have died while under the care of Nash DSS. Chase Hilliard in 2020 and Crystal Lane this year. In both cases, recommendations were made to leaders at the agency to remove the children from their homes, but that action was not taken. While some changes have been made within the agency, the leadership has remained, and for some, that is unacceptable.
I have to do something. It's not okay that the leaders of Nash DSS have not been held accountable.
The petition calls for the removal of the director, deputy director, and program administrator at the agency. The Nash County Board meeting starts at 9 a.m. WRL will let you know what happens there.
Time now, 4:40. Coming up, video Sky 5 captured actually helped Durham police find the people responsible for stealing an SUV. See the moments six people jumped out of an SUV with a baby inside.
And you'll soon be able to sip your favorite alcoholic beverage and stroll around more of downtown Raleigh. The changes coming today that expand Raleigh's social district.
And you're taking a live look at Raleigh this morning. It is a WRL weather alert day. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about the level 2 risk for storms and a heat advisory as well. It is 4:44 on this weather alert day. We have an excessive heat warning, which is something that's fairly rare for us. It could feel like 110 to 115 for most of us. Some of our western counties are in the heat advisory, which would feel like 110. So a dangerously hot day today. We also have a level 2 risk for severe storms. Those are likely to begin right after lunchtime with a good chance for some damaging wind, definitely some heavy rain. We're going to talk about the flood potential coming up. It is a quiet start this morning. There's a live look at Apex. And obviously, if you're going to be out at all today, you want to get that done at least by 10 or 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock is when our excessive heat warning goes into effect. So get out, walk the dog, get any yard work done, any exercise early, because we'll see a high of 97 this afternoon.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WREL Live Center. An investigation continues later this morning into a deadly explosion in the Dominican Republic. This is brand new video into our newsroom this morning from that scene. The victims, three people died, including a 4-month-old baby. More than 30 others were injured in the explosion that happened near the capital city of San Cristobal. That explosion charred cars and scattered debris from several collapsed buildings. Of course, if we get any updates, we'll monitor it here in the WRL Live Center and let you know.
Thanks, Ken. The Raleigh Police Department is working to track down a shooter who left a person hurt near the Roses Discount Store in Raleigh. Shooting happened just before 3 yesterday on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Rock Quarry Road. Police say first responders rushed the victim to the hospital in serious condition. As part of the shooting investigation, officers were on the scene near Ligon Middle School, which was not in session. The school was placed on code yellow lockdown as precaution. Investigators say the suspect and the victim knew each other.
Only on WREL, this Sky 5 video we're about to show you shows the moments people jumped out of a stolen SUV with a baby inside. Durham police used this video to arrest the six people involved. You can see the car driving with police following behind. The driver turned into the Independence Park apartment complex and stopped. That's when six people jumped out and ran. One person dropped to his knees with his hands in the air. Durham police tell us Sky 5 actually helped officers find those responsible. The suspects dropped the baby off at a nearby school. His mother told WREL he is okay.
Carolina Hurricanes, NC State, and PNC Arena say today will be historic. They're expected to announce a long-term extension for Canes, a development project around PNC Arena, and a $300 million renovation to the arena. The money is coming from Raleigh and Wake County hospitality taxes. Formal votes by the Centennial Authority, which owns PNC Arena, and Raleigh City Council are planned this morning. Commissioners will vote next week. You can watch the announcement this morning at 9, live on WRL.com or on the WRL app.
Lawmakers are back to work on the General Assembly this week. No movement is expected this week on the state budget, however, which is now a month and a half overdue. The chair of the state's Democratic Party plans to hold a press conference today to talk about the status of the budget. Anderson Clayton will speak at 10 o'clock this morning in Raleigh. Legislative leaders have yet to reach a deal on the $30 billion spending plan, which was due to be approved by July 1st.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will take another step in pushing for Medicaid expansion across North Carolina. He's holding a roundtable to highlight the urgent need for this. It comes as health insurance hangs in the balance for hundreds of thousands of people as lawmakers battle out a state budget. Because of federal government rules, expansion will have to wait until December unless North Carolina gets its own budget done this month. You can read more about the budget delays and Medicaid expansion on nccapital.com.
Starting today, you can now walk around with your alcoholic beverage in a larger area of downtown Raleigh. Sip and Stroll Downtown allows people to drink beer, wine, or cocktails as they walk through a defined area of downtown Raleigh. It began in August of last year. In May, the City Council voted to expand the boundaries to include more of the Warehouse District and also portions of the Capitol District up to Hillsborough Street. Sip and Stroll will also start an hour earlier with operating hours of 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
All right, so you might want to sip water. You might want to keep the stroll short because of everything going on weather-wise today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with that alert day.
That's right. So many things going on. We have an excessive heat warning, and we have a level 2 risk for severe storms, and all of it's going to be happening right at once. We're going to see these storms developing just after lunchtime, around the same time that they did yesterday, and they may be out by the evening commute or at least by dinner time. A good chance, at least, for some isolated wind damage and some heavy rain. We have a flooding risk, which I'll show you coming up in just a little while. Here's a look at Futurecast. Nice quiet morning for us. Now's the time to get out and do anything you need to do outside today. Notice at 2 o'clock, we start to see a line of thunderstorms developing back to our west. This is going to be ahead of a cold front, which is going to be a little different scenario than we saw yesterday. The cold front's closer to us. We'll have a better chance of the storms being a bit stronger with the vicinity of that cold front being so close by. Here's 3 o'clock, and you can see scattered storms west of the I-95 corridor at that point. By 5 o'clock, they're moving along the I-95 corridor, but lingering in parts of the Triangle and the Sandhills. By 7 o'clock, there's still some lingering rain, but it starts to really taper off, very much like it did yesterday. Here's a look at our excessive heat warning, and that's the area shaded in purple. That's most of us. And then the few counties here in orange, a heat advisory, it'll feel like up to 115 here, especially in that excessive heat warning. Now, excessive heat warning, that's something that we don't see very often. On average, over the last 15 years, we only see one of those per year. So this is not a usual thing. Heat advisories, we tend to see an average of around 7. We take a live look outside right now. This is Zebulon and the historic town hall there. It is 79 degrees with a dew point of 75. That dew point is really high, and it's a very warm start this morning, too. So we're at tropical. We rarely see our dew point over 75. Again, we rarely see an excessive heat warning. So this is an unusual day for us. 97 in Raleigh, 94 Durham, and 100 in Fayetteville. And, of course, that's going to be close to records. The record in Raleigh's 99 and the record today in Fayetteville's 100. So we're very close to tying or at least tying record heat. Here's a look at what's likely to happen around the Triangle. By 11 o'clock, it'll feel like 104. It still feels like 104 at 5 o'clock. But these temperatures may drop quickly as the thunderstorms rolled through. We did see that happen yesterday. So excessive heat warning today, but tomorrow's feeling more comfortable at 93. It's still going to be pretty toasty for us. 97 Thursday, 96 Friday, 93 on Saturday in terms of the heat index. And our temperature outlook, with no help in store anytime soon, almost all the way through the end of August, almost the entire country has a chance of above normal temperatures. So today's a WRL weather alert day for that severe risk and our heat. We'll see a high of 88 tomorrow. Just for reference, our normal high is 89, and we're well into the 90s getting into the weekend.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, how many of you would like for your dog to live longer? All of us, right? Up next, we explain the groundbreaking research happening right here in the Triangle that could extend your dog's life.